जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारे जमुना तीर वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरस्त डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरस्त डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सिखाओ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारका धाम की All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुर उन्मलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्री उत्पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदानु सहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखावितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वंचकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पार्श्वतादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 18 द बैटल बिटवीन लॉर्ड बोर एंड हिरण्याक्ष टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। मैत्रेय उवाच सो अधिक्षिप्तो भगवता प्रलब्धाश्च रुषा वृषम् आजहारो लवणं क्रोधं क्रीड्यमानो हि राधये। स्मैत्रेय उवाच स्वदीक्षितो भगवता प्रलब्धश्च रुषा वृषम् आजहारो लवणं क्रोधं क्रीड्यमानो हि राधये। मैत्रेय उवाच स्वदीक्षिप्तो भगवता प्रलब्धश्च रुषा वृषम् आजहारो लवणं क्रोधं क्रीड्यमानो हि राधये। Vaishnavi, please. Maitreya, the great sage Maitreya, Uvacha said, Saha, the demon, Adikshiptaha, having been insulted, Bhagavata, by the personality of Godhead, Pralabdaha, ridiculed, and Rusha, angry, Vrisham, greatly, Ajahara, collected, Ulbanam, great, Krodham, anger, Kridyamanaha, being played with, Ahirat, a great cobra, Iva, like, translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. See, Maitreya Vacha, the demon being thus challenged by the personality of Godhead, became angry and agitated. He trembled in anger like a challenged cobra. Purport. A cobra is very fierce before ordinary persons, but before an enchanter who can play with him, he is a plaything. Similarly, a demon may be very powerful in his own domain, but before the Lord, he is insignificant. The demon Ravan was a fierce figure before the demigods, but when he was before Lord Ramchandra, he trembled and prayed to Lord, to his deity, Lord Shiva, but to no avail. So Maitreya now speaking to Vidura. In the previous verses, we heard the talks between the Hiranyaksha and this Lord Varaha. So Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, both are the brothers. Hiranyakashipu is elder, Hiranyaksha is younger. Now, even they were before, upon their birth, if you look at the lives of both of them, that upon their birth, what was happening? It is mentioned there were earthquakes along the mountains. There were forest fires everywhere. Many inauspicious planets like Saturn appeared with comets. Wind were blowing so hard, all the trees were falling. Darkness everywhere. Ocean had high waves. It's mentioned. Rivers and lakes turbulent. Dogs were howling, raising their necks. And the cows were, instead of giving the milk, cows were giving the blood. So this is upon their birth, both of them, when they were born. And after they were born, what happened? After they were born, they had a steel frame body. And Hiranyakashipu, we will read in the seventh canto, that Hiranyakashipu was not even afraid of anybody. He was thinking he was immortal because he had a benediction from Lord Brahma. Hiranyaksha and both brothers were like a big, their crown jewel was touching the sky. And while they were walking, at every step the earth was shaking. And of course Hiranyaksha was the greedy exploiter of the gold. The planets in the outer space, they float because there is an inside ingredients are balanced. But when the inside ingredients are not balanced, then what happens? The earth falls. So Hiranyaksha, Hiranyam is gold. He was greedy for the gold. And Hiranyakashipu, same, golden pillow. So both were greedy for the gold, holding the gold. And they both, Hiranyaksha was to show off his brother, to get a showing off. He was just taking the gold out from the earth. And what happened? Earth fell in the Garbhodak ocean. So today in present day is also drill baby drill is going on this planet. Just drill it. Drill as much as oil, as much as get it, all the way. What's going to happen? Hopefully it's not going to happen in our lifetime that the earth will be fallen, will be imbalanced. That's what's happening on this planet at present. We can see. Right? Everywhere. So this is what happened, and it shows the gifts. This gives the Srimad Bhagavatam is such an instructive, gives us such an instructions by these pastimes. See, how to live. So, he was exploiting the Garbhodaka Ocean was in the earth was Garbhodaka Ocean. Of course, his mental and bodily strength made he was proud because he had defeated all the demigods. He went to the heaven in the heavenly planets, and he couldn't find Indra because all the demigods were hiding like a snake. It's afraid of the Garuda. You see. So he had nobody to challenge. He wanted to fight with, but he cannot fight anybody. He cannot find anybody to fight with him. So finally he went to Vibhavari, which is the kingdom of the Varunadev in the water. And he is challenging the Varunadev to fight. Varunadev, and he was actually joking, actually. He paid obeisances and he's talking, but he was actually he was mocking the Varunadev. We heard in the previous verses, So Varunadev said, I'm a grown old, I cannot fight with you. But Varunadev is giving indication to him that you go to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna will challenge you, fight with him. But he didn't give that importance. Hiranyaksha didn't give importance. Meanwhile, we know Lord Brahma, because the earth was in Garbhodaka Ocean, and they took it, bring it out. So Lord Brahma was saying what to do. So meanwhile, from his nose, the little animal appeared like a tip of a thumb, little boar. And of course, it became bigger and bigger and bigger. Right? That is Adivaraha. That's what we were talking about previous time. That's Adivaraha was the where it came from Lord Brahma's nostril and became bigger. So Lord Brahma, the Adivaraha, which is going in the Garbhodaka Ocean, bringing the earth. And Lord is putting, with his energy, is putting earth on floating. Now point is mentioned is that while the Lord was, Lord Varava was bringing that on this tusk, earth is asking to Lord Varava, where are you going to put me? Everything is color, everything is filled with water. Everybody is, where are you going to put me? So Lord Varaha is showing him the Golok Vrindavan. Lord Vara is sowing the earth, because earth was kind of thinking, where is going to put me? But the point is, the Vrindavan is eternal. It's Krishna's home. How can Krishna's home can be annihilated? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Vara is sowing the earth, the Golok, the Vrindavan. To say, my eternal is right there. See. And the same var Adivaraha, which was Brahma had, Brahma had actually made the deity Adivaraha, according to, I think it's Bratni Ratnakar. Then that deity was given to Indra. And when Indra was defeated, Indra tried to fight with Ravana so many times, but he was always defeated. So Ravan took that deity and he had it in Lanka, Sri Lanka. And when Ravan was defeated at that time, that deity was given to, Vibhishan gave to Lord Ram. So Lord Ram had that deity in Ayodhya. Then of course when the Shatrughna, when the Lavanasura was giving trouble in the Madhupuri, at that time it was known to be not known to Mathura, At that time, Shatrughna had come to fight with Lavanasura. Lavanasura was killed, and Shatrughna had brought that deity, and he established Mathura. And that deity is still there in Mathura right now. Adivaraha. See. So here now, the Varaha, this this demon, Hiranyaksha. Now Hiranyaksha is he is thinking that, my gods, how can he could not understand, he could not think that the Lord can come in any form. Even though Varun Dev had given him that Lord can come as Varaha. Krishna can Varaha, but he had not given importance. So here, when he sees here that the boar, and boar is challenging me, animal, see, so so the Hiranyaksha, he's here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, he's angry like a cobra, heavy anger. What are the three enemies? Lust, greed, and anger, right? And all three Hiranyaksha had it. He had all three of them. So he couldn't, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is writing that in the text 10, 11, 12, we heard about how Lord Varaha is challenging Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyaksha is thinking, my gosh, who is this? Who is this animal, boar, challenging me? So he is so angry. Now little Hiranyaksha is also sitting within our heart. And sometimes we don't realize that. When the instructions receive, and we are not able to, we don't want to follow, then we hiss like a cobra. We're not going to hiss like cobra, but the mind in the heart, that things are there because little Hiranyaksha is sitting. See? Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is writing here because he was he was actually teased. I mean, to Lord, Lord is transcendental. Of course, here Lord is fighting with his devotee. One of them, Jai or Vijay, whoever, Jai, whatever. Right? And because, he is in Shuddha Sattva. He's supposed, because he is coming from the Golok, from the Vaikuntha planet. But because he is cursed by the Kumaras, and because the Lord has, because the will of the Lord, the Hiranyaksha is put in the situation where he is completely in ignorance. And this is our situation. We wanted to enjoy separate from Krishna, so here go. In the material world. And do it. Stay under the three modes of material nature and go play around. Right? But our original constitutional position is we are the spirit soul. We are part and parcel of the Lord. I mean, this is what we learn. So Lord Varaha here is smashing the false ego. Abhiranyaksha. And this false ego is the one, because for Hiranyaksha, demigods were already afraid of him. They were hiding like a snake hides, afraid of Garuda. See? So for demigods, for him, it was like, my gosh, this animal challenging me. That was the situation. False ego, heavy. And this is what is keeping us in material world, our false ego. I am this body. I and mine. So we have to somehow the false ego need to be dissolved. Because at the time of the death, we'll have to realize I'm not this body. I can see it on Vyasas and keep talking about I'm not this body, but am I realized? Am I realized that? And that's what this Krishna consciousness is. False ego will have to be dissolved. Because that is not our natural constitution position. We are part and parcel, we are spirit soul. We have nothing to do with this bodily concept. And that's what Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness is not a religion. It's a science of the soul, it's transcendence. That's what Srila Prabhupada has given. It is about the bodily concept of life. But whole material world is running on the bodily concept of life. See? So this is what is happening here, that the Hiranyaksha is like a cobra, he's hissing. Now Srila Prabhupada is giving the example of the Ravana. Ravana's all sons were killed. His brother was killed. And before even battle started, Ram told Ravana that if you just give Sita back, you will be safe. But Ravan was thinking that the two brothers they don't have shoes, they are wearing not even shoes. Ram didn't have shoes wearing. So he could not accept that Ram, here he is fighting Ram with Ram, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could not get it. Ravana. So and Lakshman had killed his Indrajit, his favorite son of Ravana, had killed him. You see. So when Ram and Ravana fight was going on, at that time Vibhishan asking to Lord Ram that look at my Lord, how are you going to fight with Ravana? Ravana has everything. See, he has all the. He has a chariot. He has everything. He has. How are you going to fight? He's telling Ram, you don't have even shoes anywhere. Bharat has taken away all shoes. How are you going to fight? Ram gave a good lesson to. Ram is saying to Vibhishan, it is nice to hear. He said that I have the chariot. My chariot is Dharma. I am standing firmly on the chariot of Dharma. Then he said, I have armor. Ram is saying to Vibhishan. Armor is the adoring the good qualities. Then he said, I have weapon. I have weapon. He said, I am holding a weapon of knowledge in my hand, which can determine the destroy the evil qualities. And then he said, I have a chariot driver also. And chariot driver is by sadhana or discipline, devotion. See. So powerful combination of all of this, no anartha can last too long in combat. This is the Ram is telling to Vishnu. Vishnu was very happy to hear this. So now what happens, we know that the Indra sends the chariot with his matli, with his chariot driver, for helping Lord, for serving Lord Ram, right? And the fight is going on between Ram and the Ravana. And Ravana is become unconscious. And then, of course, he comes back, and combat is going on between Ram and the Ravana. So I wanna read here something. This fight was so intense between both of them. And of course, Ram is fighting with Ravana, and every time Ram is chopping off his head, one head, and all the limbs. And what happens? Immediately second head comes, and his body is completely like nothing happened to him. It happens second time, third time. This happened to, and Ram is wondering what's happening here. Every time he is chopping off his head and he's moving the head so far distance. But somehow or other, Ravana just has a new head, and whole body is completely nothing has happened. So Ram is asking to Vibhishan, because Ram is surprised, what's happening here? Ram is thinking that it's impossible to kill him. So then Vibhishan, of course, he tells, Ram asking, what can I do? What else can I do? Do you have better idea? Ram is asking, Supreme Personality of God is asking to Vibhishan. This is the relation between the Lord and the devotee. See, so Vibhishan says that I would like to share a secret about Ravana's power that only we three sibling knows. Only three knows. He knows, Vibhishan knows, the Mandodari knows, and Ravan knows. And of course, Ravan had received. Now, meanwhile, the talk is going on. They are engaging Lakshman to fight with Ravana. See. And the Vibhishan is saying that the Lord Brahma had offered a boon to Ravana. That the boon was that as soon as his head is chopped off, another head come up, and whole body cannot be destroyed. Only way it can be destroyed, says. Even if he will break his body into pieces, Vibhishan is saying to Ram, to Ravana, you will not destroy him. See. So Raman, Vibhishana is telling the secret. Now Vibhishana is the brother of Ravana. And Ravana is going to be killed by Ram. So he actually, Vibhishana is betraying his brother, Ravana. But because he is in a good hands. Yes, Vibhishana has taken the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rams. So Vibhishana is saying to him that Lord Brahma has given the arrow, which is called the Brahma Ban. And if that arrow shoot the belly of belly of Ravana, then all the nectar from the body of the Ravana will be dry out, and then he can be killed. So where to get this arrow? How to get the arrow? Vibhishana knows where that arrow is. So who can go in Lanka? He has to go in Lanka. So Hanuman, as usual, Hanuman said, Jai Shri Ram. And he goes. He goes as an astrologer, old man. He is wearing all the dress of an astrologer. Old man is going with a stick in his hand, going as an astrologer. And he's sitting in the corner of one corner of the Lanka, and everybody is coming, old man is sitting, everybody is coming to see, when the devotees, sometimes they are also going in the plane, and some Indian comes and, can you please see my hands? Can you tell my fortune? So here he was saying whatever Hanuman was saying, everything was coming true to everybody. So Mandodari finds out that there is an astrologer, because Mandodari has lost all her sons. She is wondering, Lankeshwar, what's going to happen to Lanka? That's what she has in her mind. Right? So she comes. See here that there is an astrologer here, old astrologer, come here. Let me ask him that what's going to happen, what's going to happen to our Lanka. See. So she calls this Hanuman, he comes, astrologer comes in the palace. And the astrologer is, he's not sitting on a top. He's sitting on the floor, because Mandodari is an intelligent lady. When he's sitting on the floor with the kusha grass, then she realized that he's an astrologer. He's not some pig guy. So she has in her mind of the thinking, what's going to happen to Lanka? What's going to happen? So Hanuman is very expert. Because it was unbearable, this fight was unbearable for Mandodari. So Hanuman is saying that the future is either black or white. Either Ravan will be ruled forever or he will die today. Hanuman, astrologer, saying to the Mandodari. So she is saying, how can we make sure that victory is ours? Tell me. Is there anything we can do? Tell me. Mandodari panicked hearing the clarity which spoke those words. Then the astrologer says, the secret that you hold in this house, which is the bow, which is the arrow, house will save you as long as it's a secret. The mysterious astrologer spoke like at her eyes lifted gaze. How does astrologer know about the secret in this palace? How does he know? That means, so she said, secret? What secret are you talking about? She wants to feel like, so like, you know, there is no secret. But she knows that that arrow is the one which is kept in secret. See? She was confused, but she realized that the astrologer said, don't fool me, I know the past, present, and the future. I just want to warn you because I'm concerned about the welfare of our able king. Now when he was an astrologer, he came and said, he was not selling Jai Sri Ram. He was calling Jai Sriman Ravana, Jai Sriman Ravana, Jai Sriman Ravana in the Lanka. So she realized, see, then he says, Hanuman is saying, I'm concerned about the welfare of our king. Don't rely on anyone. Even if Lord Brahma comes here, don't reveal the treasure to him. And he's telling that even Lord Brahma means he knows everything what was going on. And see, and he's just, Hanuman is astrologer trying to go away as if nothing is going to happen. Then she is thinking that probably Vibhishan must have told, but no, Vibhishan would not do that. She is thinking. So finally she says, no. She says that arrow, the secret is inside this glass pillar. Where should I? Even before she finishes her sentence, Hanuman just, Jai Sri Ram. And he just breaks this pillar and takes the arrow and goes away. So this is the time. The Lord, Ravan being the worshipper of Lord Shiva, he's praying to Lord Shiva. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. Worshipper of Lord Shiva, he's praying to Lord Shiva, deities. Now Shiva at that time with Parvati is watching the fight going on between Ravan and the Ram. So Parvati is telling to Shiva, your devotee is fighting, he needs a help, please go help him. Shiva said, no, my lord is fighting, I cannot go. This is what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, in the last sentence. But when he was before Lord Ramchandra, he trembled and prayed to his deity Lord Shiva, but no avail, means nothing can happen. So, so this is what is here, is happening here, and we will hear furthermore, and of course there will be fight, and of course Hiranyaksha will be finished. Any questions, any comments?
One portion of
you have a question or comment, please.
Well, it's both. Let us say it's both. One version is when Ram was cutting off his head and it was coming on back and stuff. It stated that his brother Vibhishan told Lord Rama that the life air is within the heart. And you have to hit the heart, and then you would kill him, really. I mean, that's how we've read it many times in the Ramayana, but I mean, your version is slightly different, but, you know.
Well, this is from the Valmiki Ramayana. Any question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, there were two appearances of Lord Varaha. One was in Jatun Chakshusa Manvantar, another one was in Swayambhu Manvantar.
Varaha.
Yes, Lord Varaha. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. So Prabhu, what were the different pastimes during these two different appearances.
We talked about that previous class. There is a Svetvaraha and Adivaraha. Svetvaraha was a Chakshus Manvantar. He brought the earth planet from this Garbhodak ocean, but he didn't kill the Hiranyaksha. So sage Maitreya is putting together here both Varaha and Adivaraha, one who brought the earth planet from the Garbhodak ocean and fight with her Hiranyaksha. So here this is in the two different Manvantaras. It happened. I'm sorry?
I'm aware of this fact that during the first Manvantara, he brought up Mother Earth. As you mentioned in your class, Prabhu, that Mother Earth went in a Garbhodak because of exploitation by Hiranyaksha.
Yeah, Hiranyaksha was digging the gold.
Yes, Prabhu. So you're saying that Hiranyaksha was still, he was around when Chakshusa Manu was there?
Well, that is because every Manvantara has different pastimes. So I don't know, it mentions that in that Manvantara, Svetvaraha, it not mentioned about killing Hiranyaksha. Another question? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you for the class. Since Lord Shiva is the topmost pure devotee of Krishna, why doesn't he tell his own worshippers to worship Lord Krishna instead of him?
Lord Shiva has five heads. Chaturmukhi Brahma bole Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Panchmukhi Mahabole bole Ram Ram Hari Hari. He has 15 eyes. And the way you approach, accordingly you approach, he will give you. If you approach in a mode of ignorance, he will give you benediction mode of ignorance. If you approach in mode of passion, he will give you benediction. But if you approach in mode of goodness, and if you want a bhakti, because he is a pure Vaishnava Natha Sambhu, if you worship him with the desire for bhakti, he will benedict you, give you bhakti. So according to your desire, how you approach him.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for such a nice class. Lot of nice details.
Thank you.
Amarendra Prabhu answers that Prabhu's question. There's only one YouTube class by Amarendra Prabhu. He says, when the lower planetary systems are merged in the ocean, that time the first Varaha appears.
Svetvaraha.
Yes, that's what he answers.
Okay. Anything else? Any other question? Comments?
Just a comment. Thank you for the nice class. I was thinking about Kirtan Rasa's question about Lord Shiva, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's similar to when you can't, you know, like with your children, for example, you can give them very good advice, but they're not necessarily going to listen anyway.
Well, that is a free will, isn't it? We all have free will. Lord will not come in the way of your free will. He will not. Unless and until you surrender your free will to Lord, at the feet of the Lord. If you surrender your free will to the Lord, then Lord will help you. But that free will be always there. And that's what we devotees are supposed to do. My Lord, take my free will, I am yours. So we'll have to surrender our free will if you want to go home back to Godhead. There is a nice prayer by Srila, our Maharaj, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, right? Nice prayer about that. Any other question?
We hear that Hiranyaksha was feeling upset by Varahadev's words to him. He was feeling insulted. Uh-huh. And previously we also heard that Hiranyaksha also tried to insult Varahadev. But Varahadev didn't take it as insults.
Yeah.
He actually took it as prayers.
Yes. Yes. That is my. But that's the point. The text 10, 11, and 12, the Lord Varaha is speaking to Hiranyaksha. I mean, no, in the other prayers, Hiranyaksha is telling Lord Varaha, you know, bad words. But the previous acharyas are seeing Lord Varaha's view is different. As if the Hiranyaksha is glorifying Lord Varaha.
So my question is, we live in a time where people really like to insult each other.
Uh-huh.
And like to call names to each other and label each other and say, you don't agree with my point of view. Mm. So how are we meant to see these insults? How are we meant to approach these things? How are we meant to take these things in?
Yes. What was that Mother Sigurangi was giving class here a few days ago? And she quoted the Keshav Maharaj is nice. I remember this every day. He said the leave. Here it is. What is it? Live without pretending means honesty. Hear without defending means humility. Speak without offending means sensitivity. And love without depending is a purity. So the pure devotee of the Lord, when someone is insulting him, then he thinks that this is somehow or other it's my past karma. Take the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is in the Canada. When Srila Prabhupada was in Canada, one Bengali gentleman was come to every day. And the devotees thought that the Bengali gentleman is so favorable. But then one day, this same Bengali gentleman was talking so heavy against Srila Prabhupada. And all the devotees were thinking, what's happening here? And you know, Brahmananda and all of them, they would probably, Srila Prabhupada would just give the one indication to him. But Srila Prabhupada said no. Srila Prabhupada said, I must have done something wrong to him in his past life. Srila Prabhupada let it go. So that's where the pure devotee of Lord see. I'm sorry? Yes. Live without pretending. Live without pretending means the honesty. Hear without defending. Yes, defending. Don't defend, because when someone says, I'm going to defend myself. Don't defend means the humility. Then speak without offending, sensitivity. And love without depending, purity. Nice to remember that every day, isn't it? Any questions? Yes, Sri Muni Prabhu.
Well, it's possible. One thing to get from this pastime is you can't engage trash talk in devotional service.
I'm sorry?
You can engage trash talk in devotional service.
What is
you just
that
have to know
trash
how to do
hogs?
It. Who what?
Hog? What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, they were having Hiranyaksha and Varaha are having a little disagreement there.
Okay.
But they did it in such a way that they unfolded a glorious pastime that's been engaging devotees in
of
Krishna
course.
Consciousness for time immemorial.
Of course.
So apparently having disagreements can be a positive thing sometimes.
Could be. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Thank you.